in New York City, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Packer Transplants Live. I am Aaron Nagler, and with me, as always, is Mr. Corey Banky, my partner here at Cheesehead TV. We are coming to you live from the LiveX studio in Midtown Manhattan, and we are ready to talk some Packers. What do we have on tap today, Corey?
Today, we celebrate the return of meaningful football at Lambeau Field in the month of December. And get ready for the showdown with Washington. But right now, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got
the weapon, J.K. Scott.
Alan Lazard. We got the bad. We got
a disjointed offense.
We got the ugly. We got
a running game or a complete lack of one. Not great, Banky. Look at you carrying the G.
What happened?
Look at you carrying the G.
My new costume.
Takes a special breed, Banky.
It takes a special breed, Nagler, to make this right here, buddy.
Oh, yeah, dog. I hear you. How you doing?
I'm good.
How you doing?
I'm good. 9-3. Gotta love it.
9-3, kids.
Gotta love it.
Meaningful December football in Lambeau Field. Oh, how I've missed you.
It's been too long.
Oh, my God. It feels great. And we're going to be in Lambeau this weekend and next weekend.
I love it.
Can't wait. There's nothing better. Banky, I love the playoffs, love deep playoff runs, but December football at Lambeau Field doesn't get better.
It really doesn't.
Doesn't get better. Does not get better than that.
It really doesn't.
So do you want to like start yelling at people right now, or are we going to wait?
I'm not yelling at anybody.
Oh, okay, good.
Maybe just me.
Just me. All right, that's good.
If I'm going to yell at anybody, it's going to be you putting the weapon in the good.
Okay. See, ladies and gentlemen.
Because that's ridiculous.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He should be in the okay, not the good.
You start a website with your buddy. You know, you go to college. You move to New York. You think, you know, what's a good way for us to, you know, see each other on the regular? Maybe have a little fun while we're doing it. Then you start a website. It grows. You're kind of fooling around at first. And all of a sudden, it kind of grows and grows and suddenly it becomes a going concern, and you think, okay, we got to step up our game. We got to actually produce some content.
Is there going to be a point here?
One of the co-founders just decides, you know what? I'm only going to consume the content that I'm in.
That's right.
You know, you, my other co-founder, whatever you do, like as far as the majority of the other content, why would I bother looking at that or consuming it in any way, shape, or form? Because if you had done so, Banky, you would know why J.K. Scott is in the good over Alan Lazard. Because I literally said it in the good, bad, and ugly video that I produced earlier this week. Thanks for checking it out.
Okay. I still don't think he should be in the good. I mean, he wasn't good.
He was very good. He was borderline great.
You can't.
Two punts inside the 20. Flip the field
on
one of them. 46.7 average.
The only way a punter can be great, have a great game.
Oh, this should be stellar. Okay.
Literally, the only way is if the punter tackles someone and forces a fumble.
Why are you so, like, you're obsessed with punters tackling? You have been.
Because that's next level.
That's not next level. That's being a football player. It's got nothing to do with punting.
Do you think J.K. Scott can tackle anyone?
I don't ever want to find out. I think he'd be broken in half.
I believe the answer is no.
I think he would be broken. We've already seen Mason Crosby hurt this year trying to tackle someone. Let's not find out if J.K. can do it. We want to get to the news. We want to get Packers news. The Packers are on a quest.
Packers.
Corey Banky.
Yeah.
On a quest.
What's that?
They already own the record for most punt return yardage in a season.
Okay.
Clearly, Brian Gutekunst is aiming for the other end of the spectrum. Because right now, they are on a collision course to become the worst team with the least amount of return yards on punts ever in the history of the game. So they can own both. So yet again, Brian Gutekunst has shaken up. Just as Tre'Mont Smith showed a little flash, a little spark, actually tried to make something happen on punt returns, he gets cut.
Let me give you a little nugget.
Give me the nugget.
I know you like these nuggets.
Give me the nugget.
Let me give you a little nugget.
Give me the nugget.
Special teams don't matter until they matter.
Put that on a t-shirt. That's amazing.
So, yeah.
I mean, you're like Baby Yoda over
Nagler,
there. That's incredible.
Nagler, no one
yeah.
cares about special teams.
Tyler Irvin does because he's the new returner. He's already been picked up and inserted into the role. As per head coach Matt LaFleur saying he's going to be doing both punt returns and kick returns. Claimed off waivers from Jacksonville.
You said it yourself. Every team with a good kickoff returner,
yeah,
they don't get kicked to in the NFL.
Correct.
You kick it out of bounds.
Correct. The Packers.
Out of the end zone.
It doesn't matter who
the
returner
Packers,
is.
They're like, hey.
This is, they want to kick it short because they know
it, buddy.
Their return game sucks. It doesn't matter who's back there. You could have Desmond Howard in his prime. It wouldn't matter because they can't block anybody.
No, it wouldn't matter.
They cannot block a living soul. And look, I never thought I'd say this, but I kind of miss Ron Zook.
Come on.
At least he was entertaining. At least he got up there at the podium and, like, you know, did a dance and made some jokes and I had a good time.
Wow.
Sean Manenga gets up there and says, and stuff, like 4 billion times, and then his return units suck. You know, I'm sorry.
I love how you start. This show is just getting off to a great start. You start with the weapon, who is a little bit disjointed right now. The weapon is a little bit misfiring.
A month of garbage.
You put him in the good.
Because he rebounded and actually
then
hit
the ball.
Then
you're trying to bring Ron Zook back.
I'm all in.
What's next?
Bring it. Bring back some Ron Zook. I'll have a good time.
Let's see. What's next?
By the way, there is in lore, I have yet to find it online, on the internet, but back in the day, Ron Zook did a Whirlpool commercial down south for some boosters. Like, it's literally him and some co-eds in a Whirlpool going, I'm Ron Zook, head coach of blah, 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 and then, like, he does the spiel. Like, I have to find this. Like, that has to exist somewhere.
Burn that.
No. I got to find it. Okay, another Packers news. We're going to have a familiar face in town on Friday. Two familiar faces, actually.
Oh, yeah?
But one familiar face doing a press conference because he's retiring as a Packer.
I like this.
Josh Sitton.
I like it.
Possibly one of the greatest guards in modern era football. Coming back to Lambeau. He and TJ Lang are going to be at Lambeau all weekend. They're actually going to be available for guided tours if you would like to sign up.
Nice.
Over the weekend. I know you've had a tour with Leroy Butler.
Yes, I did. I enjoyed it very much.
So TJ and Josh are coming back this weekend. Josh is holding a press conference on Friday to meet with the media. I sincerely hope we get some questions and answers about the process of Ted Thompson cutting him out of nowhere. Because
you think you're gonna?
To this day, there hasn't been a whole lot said publicly about that episode.
You think it's going to happen on the retirement party?
It better. If we have anybody in that press room with some stones. Well, that's interesting. We'll find out, I guess, won't we?
We will.
Yeah. Well, are they there as representatives of, you know, the people and the consumers and the fans who make the product possible? Or are they there as cheerleaders? That's something I'll be interested to find out.
You going to find that out on your own?
I'm going to watch the press conference.
Oh, okay.
You know. Unless you want to fly me out there, and then I'll go for the availability.
Oh, yeah. Let me fly you out for TJ Lang's press conference.
It's not TJ Lang's. It's Josh Sitton's.
Oh.
Anyway, what? I'm just asking. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'll ask the tough questions. I don't care. I don't care. My favorite, I will say.
Do care.
No, I don't care.
You do care. You are
I'll
so
ask the
full
tough
of
questions.
Crap.
When have I not
every
asked the tough
time,
questions?
Every time.
Literally the one human who asked Ted Thompson about cutting Josh Sitton. Me. I'm the guy.
I'm just saying, I literally will say, you should say that on the air, and you'll be like, no. And then,
you know why?
And then,
no, there's a difference. There's a difference between
I say
caring.
Stuff on the air.
Yes, you do.
Right? And you still catch
and
the heat for it.
And I get the shit.
So why
at
not
the Super
just
Bowl
say
media
what
party
you think?
For shit you said.
So why not just say what you think?
Because
Nathan?
I have a triangulation of worth and ROI. You just say whatever the fuck pops in your cabeza.
That's true.
Deep.
You don't you get unfiltered here. You're
yes!
filtered beer. You're like Coors Light. And I'm like seasonal beer. I'm like I'm like Berlin Apfer. I'm like I'm Wisconsin Red Belgian.
Right.
I'm that seasonal fruit cave beer. Mm-hmm.
Did you just call me Coors Light?
I was thinking of filtered beer.
It's like that scene from...
I was thinking of filtered beer.
It's like that scene from Anchorman. What did you just say?
And then you jump over the table. Oh, that would be great.
Oh, my God. That would be great.
I would Mason Rudolph you. What's the other guy?
Miles Garrett.
I would Miles Garrett you.
Yeah, you would.
I'd be like, no, Nagler, I'll hit this helmet on your head.
Can't wait. I'm really looking forward to that. Should we talk about the offense?
I think I did this the wrong way.
Yeah, you did. Oh, wait, before we talk about the offense, I want to talk really quickly about TJ coming to Green Bay this weekend. I talked to him about this, and he said we were joking that we were going to bring – it was going to be him, Josh Sitton, and they were going to bring JaMychal Finley and Mike McCarthy with them.
Whoa.
How fucking great would that be? If the four of them showed up.
I want to see that.
I would die to see Mike McCarthy.
I'd pay to watch that.
I would pay to watch Mike McCarthy give guided tours of Lambeau Field is what I would watch. That would be amazing.
You would troll him, too.
You'd love it.
Oh, hey, Mike, is this the place where you decided yes. to go for it on 4th and 1?
Oh, no. That'd be amazing. All right. On to the offense. And your boy, who you just mentioned, Alan Lazard.
Who's that?
It is time,
okay.
To quote a former defensive coach, it is time for Alan Lazard to ascend, to become a full-time player.
It's happening.
Matt LaFleur
is
trying to do. He is ascending, but not nearly enough.
What do you mean?
Not nearly enough. There's way too much Geronimo out there over Alan Lazard.
Gmo had a nice catch.
He had two nice catches. He had a great 3rd and 5 conversion.
He had
the insanely nice conversion on 4th and 10. In that Aaron Rodgers makes an insane pass. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But Lazard is just way more consistent. He is a bigger, better target. It is time. It is time. And I love Gmo. People know. I love Geronimo. I love his story. I love what he's done for this organization. It's not happening this year. The way it was happening at the start of last year, it is time. That's all I got to say.
Okay. I don't even know what that means, but okay.
It means that he needs to be the frontline guy across
Nagler,
from Devontae.
You're sounding like a fantasy football weirdo, okay?
I don't
even know what that means. Do we really want Alan Lazard to be in the number 2 slot, or do we want him still playing in these other positions that nobody's really thinking about him, and then boom, Alan Lazard?
No, the first. Definitely the first. The first option, please.
I'm down.
Okay. The lack of a running game. 2 weeks in a row now they haven't been able to run it. In San Francisco, you kind of got it. They got away from it, which didn't help because they got
behind.
But
the Giants' run defense.
Well, the Giants' run defense is not good.
That's the thing.
That's what's worried.
That's a little weird.
They have a good front. They have a talented front. But overall, they were coming into that game on Sunday, I believe they were ranked 22nd in the league. Run defense. The Packers couldn't get anything going until it was time to salt the game away, and then Jamal Williams was running angry, and that was fun to watch. I love that. But when the game was in balance and they needed to get something going, and we talked about a disjointed offense in the good, bad, and the ugly, a big reason the offense was disjointed is because they couldn't do anything on the ground.
Gotcha.
In 2 weeks in a row, this is a team that wants to make a playoff push. This is the time you need to be able to run the football. The weather's turning. You see Lambeau Field behind you. Beautiful shot, by the way. Look at that.
Gorgeous. That should be the co-host.
I don't know about all that. But, I mean, it's cold in that stadium. It is time to run the football.
Hey, John on Facebook, we're going to answer the gloves comment at the end of the show.
Blogosphere.
Here's the thing, Nagler. I think there's something we can talk about that made me think of what you were just talking about.
Yeah.
You know, some people in the press room are talking about Tom Silverstein, about how
the offense.
Packers do not have an offensive identity. And I think that's wrong. I think I would just say that they have two offensive identities that are slowly merging. See what I did there?
That was well done.
Okay, so you've got the one identity of, hey, I've got Devontae Adams, right. And I'm going all Devontae all day, all the time, because he's star, right?
Right.
Love it, like it, do what you want with it, right?
Yeah.
Then I got this other offensive identity that happened when Devontae was out, mm-hmm. where I got Jones, I'm mixing it up,
I got tight ends, I got
everybody, right? And so Devontae comes back. You start to see like, there's a little bit of who are we, right?
Right.
And you're still seeing that. You see against the Niners, we really, I would say more so, we didn't have an offensive identity. But this last game, you started to see the little green shoots that we've all been waiting for, right? The little green shoots. You see the Alan Lazard little green shoot. Then you see, you know, Aaron Jones is coming back. He's starting to get used a little bit. You see Devontae.
Six targets.
Mercedes Lewis.
Gets a touchdown.
We're talking, okay? Now what I want, the green shoot I'm waiting for. So if he's listening out there, right, which I know he's not watching the show because I'm sure.
Is that Coach?
That would be Coach.
He's a big fan. Big fan of the show.
I guarantee you Jason Wallers is stopping him from watching the show. So,
fair point.
You know, probably Jason Wallers is translating the show for Coach. But if you are, so I don't like to be one of those bloggers that thinks people like actually listen to what I say.
Right.
So I assume they're not.
Or that they should. Right.
But Coach, if you're listening to me, please, please, please. Please, please, I want it so badly. I just want, 12 people to get the ball within 5 yards. That's all
like
I care about.
Dinking and dunking.
Short passing game, throw them off, and then do whatever you want, right? Whatever you want for your offensive, just like, even if you just play the game, hey, I want everybody to touch the ball, like Little League, right? It's like, hey, I want Mercedes Lewis to get a catch. I need everybody to get a catch within 5 yards.
Robert Tonyan, Jay Sternberger,
everybody. Okay, second quarter.
Kumro,
all right, let's go. Kumro,
Jones,
everybody get a catch.
Vitaly, everybody.
Just get it. It's fine. Aaron Rodgers can do it. He's demonstrated he can do this type of offense, right?
Yep.
And I understand we live in the RPO world. 2019 is all about RPOs and all whatever the name you want to give all these things that have been rehashed a million times.
Right.
But I miss that offense. I miss that offense of I don't know who's going to catch the ball.
Right. Right.
Rather than featuring
one or two players, feature them all.
Like, we've moved to this fantasy world where there's a number one wide receiver and there's a number two wide receiver and there's a number one tight end and there's a number. It's like, okay, enough with the numbers. Like, throw the guys out there and let's get some guys some little catches.
Thank you. That is one of the most astute things you have ever said on this program.
You know I carry that Gene Egler.
That is pretty damn good. I love that. I'm all about that. And I hope Coach is listening.
He's not.
What's interesting, too, is that that's where one of his mentors, Sean McVay, struggled in the Super Bowl. You know, Belichick took away their downfield passing game and they had no counter because they had no short game. Like, Rodgers can run a short game, and they could be deadly if he allowed him to be. That's astute, Benke. I like it. One switch up that I really noticed in this game. Now, I have to go back and watch the 49ers game again to see how much this is true coming out of the bye week, because maybe it was a bye week adjustment. I'm not sure. But it was very noticeable in the game against the Giants. Not only are Jimmy Graham snaps down, the number of times he is on the field, because that is obvious. He is definitely, I'm not saying he's being phased out because he was still utilized, but in particular, early downs, specifically first down, Graham was not out there. It was Mercedes Lewis. It was Bob Tonyan. It was not Jimmy Graham. That is something to watch going forward. I'm interested to see how they develop that and what kind of rotation they come up with there. Because, I mean, look, like you said, Mercedes got his first touchdown, utilized in the offense. Maybe this is where, you know, we're keeping Jimmy fresh, so to speak, etc., for third downs or whatever, because he has no legs.
Oh, my God. Is anyone surprised that Jimmy Graham is not getting more playing time that's actually watched the Packers?
Nope.
No one.
But I find it interesting.
No one. It's almost like
Jesus. I find it interesting only because every time, and I've asked LaFleur 3 times this year about Jimmy Graham in one way, shape, or another, every time his response has been, I have all the confidence in the world in Jimmy Graham. I still wholeheartedly believe in Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, well, what is he supposed to say? He's paying
exactly,
the guy $10 million
exactly.
or whatever
By the
it
way,
is.
Jimmy, you're not going to play on first downs this week. It's like, okay, all right, here comes the start, possibly, of the phasing out.
Also, what does it say, right? And this is a little insider baseball, and it might mean nothing as I look at the beautiful shot of Lambeau Field behind me.
It's pretty dope.
What does it say? This is a live shot, by the way.
Live Lambeau.
There's a lot of cars. What does it
say? A lot
say?
Of cars. You're in New York City, and you just said there are a lot of cars. Literally, one car just drove by.
For Lombardi.
That's a lot of cars.
For Lombardi Avenue, Nagler. Okay.
That's a lot
so
of
here's
cars.
The thing. It's like, What does it say? Okay, maybe
two cars.
Maybe
amazing.
I'm putting.
This
maybe
is a
I'm putting
traffic jam going
Nagler,
on over here.
Nagler, you're killing me. What does it say, Nagler?
Yes.
Can you please carry the
I'm
G?
I'm focusing. Okay.
All right. So what does it say about? I might be making too much about this, right?
Nah.
What does That's it what say do, yeah. about how excited QB1 was that Mercedes Lewis caught a touchdown versus how excited QB1 is when Jimmy Graham scores a touchdown?
Well, you know, Jimmy's only in Green Bay because of 12. Like, you
I'm
know,
just saying.
Aaron lobbied for it, wanted they both wanted it, blah, 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 blah. There's zero doubt that Aaron loves Jimmy Graham, but I think he desperately wanted to get Mercedes a touchdown. If you read Matt Schneiderman's piece in The Athletic, he was like genuinely surprised when he went through the 37 guys who have caught a touchdown pass, and Big Dog wasn't one of them. Made it pretty clear he wanted to get him the ball in the end zone, and he did so on Sunday against the Giants. So that's, I just found it interesting. The maybe beginning slash, maybe they'll say it was game plan dependent. You know, we just thought this particular defense presented a blah, blah, blah. But
which could be.
It's possible, but it's noticeable. Jimmy Graham, not out there. Early downs. Let's switch over to the defense, shall we?
Okay.
We'll talk about your boy. Talk about your boy.
Tremont
Williams.
Wow.
Look at this play. Aubrey, can we roll this?
Oh, yeah.
This play is absolutely phenomenal. Look at your boy go up and get this.
Mm. Look, he's the wide receiver
hands,
in that.
He's like actually he's the intended wide receiver.
He's the wide receiver.
Look, but look at him go pluck it out of the air. This is, let me tell you, a few more of these, they're going to ask him to play both ways. They need help at receiver. Here you go. I mean, look at that catch. I mean, Tremont's still getting it done. Now, he gave up a completion over the middle. Gave up the touchdown last week.
You could say that about any Packers
defender. Blah, blah,
defender,
blah, blah,
the
blah. They are still so lucky to have this guy. I love Tremont exactly for plays like that.
It's true, but I think
he still got it.
I do still say what I said last week, which I do think, or maybe I said this in Watch Party, is it does feel like what we're missing. We've got a defensive front leader who, if you watched his Instagram last night, Za'Darius Smith.
Oh. The
Holy
man,
crap,
the
how
myth,
lucky are we to have this guy on our team?
100%.
It can't be overstated.
Nope.
The guy last night goes to the Bucks game. I'm watching his Instagram, and I mean, it's just like
his
solid gold,
awesome.
By
his
the way.
Insta
like, literally,
awesome.
The guy is like pure gold. Like, I can watch him for hours. Mm-hmm. Like, last night, I'm watching football, and I'm like watching Instagram. I'm literally watching them just partying.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they're just like, he's like answering questions. I'm like, dude, you're going to take my job. Like, just please sit here because we'll get a lot more viewers
yeah, it's true.
Than if I sit here. And the guy is such a leader, and we need that final piece, and maybe somebody's going to graduate to this role, right? It's that safety leader piece. It can't, the problem is like, yes, Tremont is a leader. It's really hard for a corner to be that guy,
well, because
right?
Especially someone
not,
like Tremont who's not on the field
You're not
all
traffic
the time.
Copying yeah. the defense, right?
Nope, exactly.
And it's also hard for the defensive lineman to be that guy, right? It's typically a middle linebacker or a free safety,
or a safety,
right?
Right.
And that's that piece that I feel like is really going to help us in the middle. It's where when we have zone coverage issues, it's where when we have
the stuff
over
the middle.
Top.
Yeah.
That's where the middle is becoming this. I think it's less about Pettine's calls, and it's more about that extra step of us congealing as a defense, 11 guys
well,
talking
and
at
it's
the same
interesting.
Time.
You look at Savage, and, you know, I know not a lot has been made, but there have been scuttlebutt about his drop-off in play since coming back from the injury. I thought watching him on Sunday, going back and watching the tape, you see a guy who's really, all the athleticism is there. He's still so young. He's taking chances. He's making some big hits. He's missing some plays, etc., like you would expect from a rookie. But, man, you're talking about someone graduating into that role. That will be Savage eventually. It's just, he's just not there yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he'll get there, though. But back to Za'Darius. I said this on Twitter earlier this week. I want to reiterate it right here. Za'Darius Smith is the best free agent acquisition in Green Bay since Charles Woodson. And yes, I am including Julius Peppers.
And here's
in that
the thing.
Equation.
Here's the crazy thing, though. Here's the crazy thing. If, well, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to jinx us.
Here's the crazy
thing. I'm not going to jinx us. I'm just saying that, yes, I agree with you.
Right.
And he is ascending in my mind.
Continuing
okay?
to.
He is continuing to ascend to 92 levels.
Okay, easy now.
Okay?
Easy, easy.
In my mind,
well, this is, okay.
for 2019, no, exactly. he is the Reggie White
yes.
this team needs.
Well, that's the
okay?
thing. That's the piece that, and I had a, actually, I didn't get a lot of pushback on that proclamation, which I thought I would, but I didn't. I think because people who follow the team recognize this. You can look from outside and say, well, you know, Julius Peppers helped that defense and helped them get to an NFC championship game, et cetera. And he was a great leader, et cetera. But he didn't change the culture. He stepped into a culture and augmented it yeah. and helped them on defense and et cetera, et cetera. And certainly was a leader, whatever. But Za'Darius, almost single-handedly, I'm not going to say all by himself, but almost has completely changed the vibe and or culture around the team.
Well, on him and Preston, I would say.
Yeah, but that's yep. part of it, right? Yep. Like the two of them together, doing the interviews together, etc. But Za'Darius, down in and down out in that game on Sunday, he is in the quarterback's lap. He didn't have any sacks,
nope.
but he affected the game yeah, on yeah. almost every single play. That's just, that's a home run by Brian Gutekunst. From the culture side, from the on-the-field side, every single angle, Za'Darius is one of the best free agent acquisitions I have seen in my lifetime. I mean, top five easily.
Oh, yeah. Top three.
He's hovering around top three, top two.
He's in the
like,
top
he's
three.
There.
Depending on where we go this year,
I mean,
he's definitely
and here's
top
the
three.
Thing. I recognize it's so early. You know, he's just, you know, he's 13 games into his Packers career. I understand that. But that's where it's trending right
games,
now, as of right now.
But that's the thing that can't be overstated.
How dramatic the change
exactly.
has been.
Exactly. And the thing about the defensive line, especially on this team, right? When one guy can literally decide that he is going to get to the quarterback at any given moment in a game, we have not had that in a long time.
No, exactly. I love how someone in the chat is like, Matthews was drafted, not a free agent acquisition.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks for playing.
Okay, moving on. We're going to answer stuff in the chat later.
Later.
I'm adding
in
them in the queue.
To wrap up on the defensive
side
of the ball.
Or on YouTube, I'm adding comments in the queue.
I want to wrap up on the defensive side of the ball. It's so disheartening. Why, how, where did, how, when did this happen? When did defending the tight end become optional in Green Bay?
Oof.
They literally were down to like some nobody at tight end. The Giants were, and he had like 7 receptions for 60-some yards, blah, blah, blah. Like, can we cover a tight end? Just once.
Apparently not.
Just 1 week. 1 week. Cover the tight end. Just make it a priority.
I don't see
just
it happening.
Just for the hell of it.
I don't see it happening.
It's just,
honestly,
it's driving me insane. It's literally driving me insane.
Honestly. This is how we are going to. This is going to be just like 2010. We are going to be an offensive powerhouse, and it is slowly. It's going to be one of these slowly ascending things.
A slow burn, if
and
you
we
will.
Are going to just crush people and basically outscore them. And then Z's going to get his sack at the right time thing when we think the other team. And here we are. And hopefully we're going to pray and we're going to do what we can so that we can get the second round seed. Because if the Saints and the Niners and the Seahawks can just make some mistakes, okay, we can get that second round seed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we can go through Lambo.
Right.
Lambo. I got my green and gold glasses on, people. I'm going to carry that G.
Can we beat Washington first, please?
Nagler. Did you see Zach Cruz? He put a list.
No.
32, 32, 32. It's like 18 32s.
Wait, so now we're paying attention to Zach Cruz?
Yeah, I like Zach Cruz.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Oh, we got some people to hate on.
We got some don't carry the G's in our next segment,
oh,
which we should get to.
We got a lot of
Aubrey,
don't carry the
we're
G's.
Ready. Hit it.
Hey,
It's This Week in the Packer Blogosphere, the return of that venerable series. Corey Behnke. You know, we started this segment. We started this thing.
We have a segment?
Called Don't Carry the G.
Oh, every week it gets bigger and bigger.
But it feels like we maybe might have to possibly rename it. We might have to call it the Ian Kenyon Memorial segment on Packer Transplants every fucking week.
Ian Kenyon apparently watches the show.
What is this dude doing?
Dude.
What are you doing?
Dude, and in his bio, okay, here's the problem with Ian Kenyon, bro.
Oh, no.
Bro, in your bio, it says Wisconsin everything, okay? Remove it. Like, Twitter should ban you just for having that.
Fake news.
Like, if you say fake Wisconsin news. Everything, and then you're just going to troll people, that's all he does, dude.
Just the pack. Okay, so can we put up the, I believe I have the tweet.
Oh, yeah?
I think I have the tweet.
There's a tweet?
There is a tweet. There's a tweet. Aaron Rodgers has thrown 4 interceptions over his last 1,010 passes.
Holy moly.
That's an interception rate of 0.4%. Alex Smith's career interception rate is 2.0%. That's how conservative Rodgers has become.
That is the most disingenuous statement I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
He got a lot of retweets.
A guy who's 9-3
got a lot of engagement.
Yeah, because that's the point, Nagler.
Exactly.
That's what we've done. We've created this society. We had this other society, right?
Live in a society.
We had this other society in sports, right? Where a bunch of trolley ass wannabe got like destroyed in high school wannabe fools.
Why you gotta bring up high school?
In a press room and they get to write stuff and nobody got to talk anything about them. Now we've created this world where, oh, if people drop stuff, they're gonna talk about me. Oh, it's all about engagement. Well, you know, I'm gonna say eventually there's gonna be good engagement,
right,
and bad engagement.
Okay. That's fair point.
It's 50-50 where your engagement is on Twitter.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ian Kenyon he's going all in. He's like, you know what? I control Banky. I can have him yelling at me on the show, and now people are gonna follow me on Twitter. So I guess I'm just playing right into his
all I know
game
is
plan.
If you want to call me 50-50, the other 50 is me trolling Vikings and Bears fans. All right. That's the only disingenuous shit I put out there. All my Packer stuff is 100 people. And I sure as shit don't talk about Aaron Rodgers being too conservative after a game in which he threw deep on 3rd and short like 3 times, and after the game, everyone's talking about, oh, why is he taking all these aggressive shots? And then Kenyon comes along and says he's not aggressive enough.
Yeah, I would report him on Twitter.
Come on, people.
I would basically...
Ian, just don't carry the G.
I would just...
Don't carry
He already
G.
knows he doesn't carry the G. He said it on the thing.
Yeah.
I would just report him on Twitter.
Report him.
Just report him. It'll get him banned.
Oh, no.
The other thing that's funny, we got producers for WBAY talking shit about Packer fans, too.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, dear.
So...
Oh, dear.
Nagler posted this GIF.
Don't say GIF.
It's
God,
a GIF.
That's a GIF.
The guy who made it calls it a GIF.
Yeah, and you know what? Bruce Willis doesn't think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. They're both fucking wrong.
Okay. So anyway, Nagler posts the GIF of me.
Mm-hmm.
The GIF of me.
A official, by the way.
Official NFL GIF. And I got wide receiver gloves. I got the shiny ones, you know?
Yep.
Guys, they're shiny. I saw them at the pro shop. They look amazing.
Word.
I'm not trying to be a wide receiver. I've had them as part of my outfit for a long time. I've got many outfits I wear to the game. Okay?
Many.
I got helmet head man. I got other helmet head man. I got when I paint my face sometimes on a playoff game. I got makeup artists painting my face. Like, so yes, I'm a Packer fan, asshole. Guess what? I like the Green Bay Packers. Wow.
Breaking.
Wow. Literally, your job as a producer of television sports in Green Bay is to have other Packer fans. This guy produces a show about experts like Jason Wilde, who is an expert, by the way. talking after a show about the Packers.
Right.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm the producer of this show about Packers for Packer fans.
Right. That's traditionally.
I'm going to take a big old shit on Packer fans on Twitter. Wow. Are you a fucking moron? Are you a fucking moron? Because you know what? You know, I'm glad this guy didn't know it was me. Right?
Right.
I'm glad. Because you know what Nagler says? Nagler's like, oh, I met him and he was nice. Okay. You know the amount
That's
of press
not even
people
close to
that
the way
was my
I said
imitation.
It, by the way.
You know the amount of press people I've met and to my face at the Super Bowl. Tom Silverstein was nice to me at the Super Bowl. Dude. That guy's the biggest fucking hack of all of them except for Bob McGinn. And he was nice to me. People are nice. Just because people are nice doesn't mean they, one, have your best interests in mind.
I didn't say that.
Two, care anything about you. To me, it shows your true colors. You're going to produce content for the Green Bay Packers. Okay, so Nagler and I and I do a watch party and people have blamed us. Like, I've lost Patreon fans because I've called out a Patreon fan, right?
Right.
I single out people when they say stupid shit.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Because I have an opinion. Believe it or not.
No, you? Get the fuck out of here.
And I do that. And you know what? Sometimes I feel bad about it. Sometimes I'm like, oh, that person didn't deserve that or whatever, right?
Right.
But let me tell you, okay? I started a fucking Green Bay Packers site for Green Bay Packer fans because I felt like beat writers were not giving us what we needed.
Fair.
Beat writers, producers, whatever, because they're giving us a bunch of crap on television. So you're in a dying television industry. Okay? And you're going to basically debase the people that are watching your show. So you're going to say, yeah, I am a special breed, motherfucker. I am. I wear gloves on a show about the Packers because I love the Packers. So talk shit all you want. I'm here for it.
Okay, here's my take.
You're stupid, by the way. You're not stupid.
Here's my take. Just wear what you dig. Like, you know, people are going to talk shit, whatever. It's what they do. People, as you say, ignorantly judge you or whatever. That's on them. It says a hell of a lot more about them than it does you. As Louis says in Boogie Nights. Wear what you dig.
Nagler.
It's the whole jersey thing. Like people talking about people wearing jerseys. Oh, should grown men wear jerseys? If they want to wear a jersey, fuck yeah, they should wear a jersey. Does it hurt anybody? Is your life adversely affected because of it? Fuck no. Shut the fuck up.
But the difference is, here's the thing. So Wildy, like when Wildy found out that I paint my face sometimes, right? He's like, oh, I didn't realize Corey was a face painter because I put it on my avatar. This is years ago, right?
Yeah, I remember.
But like he actually legitimately had respect for it. And like, okay, maybe you don't have respect for it, but bro, if you're like, I am a live producer, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are definitely times when I might have maybe lost jobs or whatever because I'm a Packer fan, right? Like LiveX has almost worked for NFL teams and we have done some work for NFL and sports teams, right? Mm-hmm. So I think about that, right?
Sure.
It's like, think about what you're tweeting before you tweet it. Nobody does that. And my biggest problem is this like, my biggest problem, the reason why I get so upset about it, look, I don't give a shit what somebody thinks about me. I actually don't, right? I do give a shit what people think about Green Bay Packer fans. And I do give a shit what people think about sports fans in general. And when your job is to be part of the sports entertainment complex, your audience is not the thing you shit on. That's the dumbest thing you could ever do. You are literally saying,
belittling your audience.
You know what?
Doesn't sound good.
You know what audience that pays me, that pays indirectly, right?
Sure.
You know what? I don't really care. I'm the expert here. You're the stupid one.
Right.
And you're the one consuming my content. That is so dumb. Okay? So that's why I get angry. It's not a personal thing, right? It's like Packer fans and sports fans have been getting that their whole life, and it's ridiculous. And they've been getting it from beat writers who think they know more than anybody else. The Ryan Woods of the world, right? Or the
Why
Tom Silverstein.
Bring Ryan Woods into this?
Because fuck all that noise, Nagler! It's all noise.
Nothing.
It's all noise. The signal is over here, and the noise is over here.
Right.
Okay.
I feel you. 100%. You know I do.
I'm cutting through the signal.
You cut through the noise to get to the signal.
I am the signal. I'm Batman.
You're something. All right. What's next in the script? Take chat questions. All right. Let's get to that.
What happened?
Oh, we're taking chat questions.
Okay, hold on. Let me go to the queue.
Someone says Banky for slot wide receiver.
Okay. Starting, those are not in there. Okay. Oh, thanks for the super chat. Lieutenant Lysander was sitting in there from the beginning of the game.
Before we even went live. That was amazing.
Love you guys. Everyone watching, subscribe. So I agree.
Please subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Please subscribe before they shut us down. Go Pack Go from Ireland. Sean Paul Gorman on Facebook. Thank you from Ireland. Love it. Saul on the super chat. Defense needs to be tougher and play physical.
I agree. Very much agree.
I wish
they would try and push the envelope a little bit more and get a little bit more aggressive, but it sure as hell does not seem like that's coming anytime soon from Mike Patton.
Sorry. I was reading my fan comments. Mr. 666 Mafia Man, super chat, thank you. Feelings on three-man rush on third and long. Never works. If you have Z, it works.
I don't mind it in the red zone. I've said that several times. Red zone, I get it. Outside the red zone, burn it with fire.
Also, I will say, who you have in the three men does matter.
It does help.
If you have Z,
you might be able.
Jake, unsubbing from Patreon over the Zook comment, LOL.
Cool.
Johnny Rivers, thanks for super chat. Ron Zook, the band of Neg's hat lined with mercury.
Probably.
Okay. Uncultured Barbarian, Banky is the Leo Getz to Nagler's Murtaugh. Dude, I thought I was Riggs. Now I'm Leo Getz.
Last week you were Riggs.
Dude.
This week you're dead.
That.
Okay. They fuck you at the drive-thru.
Banky wearing gloves and drinking out an insulated mug. What's up with that? Well, this mug, I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
This is from Quick Trip.
The Quick Trip.
You know what? Festival mug. Foods is one of our new sponsors, and I'm going to advocate that they bring this mug back, because if they do...
Although, after that rant, they may have already pulled the plug. Who knows? We might have an email waiting for us by the time we get back to our desks.
Can't shut me down, Nagler.
I feel you.
John Schaller, thanks for the super chat. Have you seen any progress in the rookies?
Well, Savage has been up and down. I'm not going to say he hit the rookie wall. He certainly did not come back gangbusters after his injury. But you see the potential. You see the ceiling there. Elton Jenkins has stepped in like a 10-year pro, so it's hard to say you've seen much improvement in the sense that when he hit the ground running. But I do think he's better now than he was when he first started. And to me, those are the two big ones. I know everyone talks about Rashawn Gary, the fact that he's not on the field, etc. He's been playing with a bum ankle all year. No one ever wants to talk about that. You look at that injury in the game against Oakland, week 3 of the preseason. It's been bothering him all year. You saw it pop up again on Sunday. Here's the other thing. You look at the handful of snaps he played against the Giants, he was actually playing pretty well. And then he gets hurt. So I'm going to have to give him an incomplete, most likely, for the rest of the season. And after that, we'll see.
All right. Joe Hopped on Facebook. Thanks for watching. Hey, guys, love the show, and thank you for all you do for our benefit. Wondering who you'd play between Tanyan or Sternberger.
Probably Tanyan, just because he's got a little bit more time in the league, and I don't see a great difference in their athleticism or ability to get downfield and or open. I do like Chase. I think he can be a weapon eventually, but right now I think Tanyan makes the most sense.
Sorry, I gotta get back. I was adding something cute. North Pole, Alaska, flying home for Skins and Bears game. Go Pack Go. Cheers. What's up,
go
Alaska?
Pack. What's up, Alaska?
Hey, fellas, what do you think is more surprising, Clay having 8 sacks or Nick Perry still being a free agent?
Nick Perry still being a free agent, 100%.
Gary on Facebook. Hi, guys. Loving the show from here in Scotland.
What's up, Scotland?
Maybe not anymore. Martin W., you guys need to sell Cheesehead TV logo pint glasses. Nagler.
It's a good idea.
That's a good idea. We used to have those. Baked Robot, which game this year was the most complete game the Packers played?
Probably the Cowboys game, and even that wasn't complete.
Why do you have to answer questions? Sometimes you answer questions so long, and sometimes you answer
them
so short.
Which do you want? I'm trying to follow the instructions.
I want the Goldilocks.
Dear leader here.
I want the Goldilocks answers. Okay. Adam, all 4 of those interceptions were tipped by a Packer. Were they all 4?
I know the
not
two.
Not Tremont's.
No. He's talking about Rodgers.
Oh,
Rodgers has thrown 4 picks in 1,000. I know both of the interceptions last year hit Packers in their hands.
Yeah.
I can't remember this year though. I don't know. That's probably true, but I'd have to go back and look.
John on Facebook, you guys might not realize it, but you are on point and on a roll today. I'm drinking a beer. Good.
Hey.
So am I. DP Napes, over under, does Corey know more than 20 players? Do I?
Let's find out.
Let's see. Aaron Rodgers.
Well done.
Mercedes Lewis, Alan Lazard, Devontae Adams, Corey Linsley, Tremont Williams.
Just go down the position groups.
That's what I'm trying to
do. Corey Linsley.
It's hard on the spot, Nick.
I know. We'll just
Jamal
relax.
Williams.
Relax.
Okay. Andre Rison. Just kidding.
Still at seven.
What am I at? Seven?
Seven.
I got Jair Alexander. I got... I can't think right now.
I know. So you're good. You're doing well.
Who I got? I'm the one who put that in the chat.
Who else plays offensive line?
That's what I'm... I got...
came to the house.
I can see in his head. Yeah.
Came to the house.
David Bakhtiari.
There you go.
I had David. I couldn't remember the thing. How many I got right now?
Nine.
At nine.
Out of 20.
I got...
who's the guy who always gets hurt?
Jay Kumerow. I got... I'm trying to think of, I can't think of my man's name right now, who's like literally one of my favorite players.
That's 10.
I got Zadarius Smith. I got Preston Smith.
Right.
I got Kenny Clark. Right. I got,
just go along the front.
That's what I'm doing right now.
That's good.
Who else do I have? I got, Sackrell. I got Kyler Fackrell.
Right.
I got, linebackers. I got, the guy who everybody hates, Blake Martinez. I got,
you need five more.
I got, I got, wide receivers. Why am I not thinking? I got, Graham. I got Jimmy Graham. I haven't sent him, right?
Nope.
I said Mercedes. But then I got Bob Tonyan.
There we go.
I got J.K. Scott. I got Mason Crosby.
There you go.
What am I at?
You need one more.
I need one more Green Bay Packer.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe there's one you haven't said that.
I know.
Amazed.
There's a couple I haven't said that I just can't think of.
That wasn't the challenge.
Like
it wasn't
the
name the top
dudes.
Yeah,
it's just name 20.
But there's one top dude you have not
and
named.
And then
there's
already
two.
Said.
There's two insanely top dudes
already,
you haven't named.
I already said Corey Linsley.
Yep.
And I already said... I can't think of a safety right now, but...
there are two of them.
Yeah, I know, and I can't think of one.
But those aren't who I'm thinking of. There are two
and,
offensive juggernauts that you have not named
yeah,
yet.
There definitely are. I got Geronimo Allison,
there you
and
go.
Then I also...
That's 20.
Yeah, that's
so you
20.
Hit 20.
But
there's two in particular I can't believe
our
you
number
didn't
one
name.
Running back, I couldn't think
yes.
of his name. And
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones.
And the number one wide receiver.
I had Devontae, I
no,
thought.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I never said Devontae? Dude, this whole time
you started
I was
with like Kumerow.
And I didn't say MBS.
Nope.
Yeah, it was weird.
Nope.
I didn't say
but
MBS.
But you got 20. So
and
well
I didn't
done.
Get all the offensive line. There's like I could
well
get
done.
30.
Yeah, I kept waiting
if
for
I really,
like Elton
if
Jenkins
I really wanted
and...
this show to be slow, I could get 30.
You hit 20
I
though.
Do
well
not
done.
Know.
So the answer, sir, is yes, he can name 20 players.
Well, there you go. But I don't know if I could do 53, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, of course not. But that's all right.
And I definitely couldn't do 75.
No chance.
And I can't tell you more than two players on the practice squad right now.
Yeah, I couldn't either. Come on.
No, you could.
No way. No chance.
There's five guys, right?
I don't pay it.
Is it five or
it's
seven?
Eight now.
Eight.
They expanded a couple years
got
ago.
Got it. You could name two, though.
Nah.
Who's on the practice squad?
Well, I would have had Josh Nyman. They, like, fucking elevated him.
Okay.
Manny Wilkins. There's the other
Jonas
one.
Hart. What about the Rob Domofsky piece? Said Packers versus Giants was all in all a loss because it took too long to put away the Giants. Rob D, don't carry the G.
Don't carry the G.
Domofsky, like, used to be the most annoying person in the world. And then we liked him all of a sudden, like about like 6 years ago when we met him.
I still like him.
And I really like him now. So it's really hard. He has to say some really stupid shit. And then he knows I'm going to say it to him on Twitter. I end this show. So he hasn't said anything really stupid. Did he really say that it was a loss? Come on.
I mean, it's a style point thing. It's a style point thing. The fact that they was 17-13, you know, heading in the fourth quarter.
Style points are for losers.
Correct.
They don't give you style points to make the fucking Super Bowl.
Correct.
Come on. Style points.
Hey, Gage.
Style points are for weirdos.
Nick Miller, I let Gage know, no Fortnite during transplants. Correct.
What? Kyle. Kyle, he's still annoying.
I love Kyle.
oh, Kyle's actually watching this show? Can't believe it. I thought he was watching the Bon Iver.
The mayor interview. Is here.
What happened to MVS, Bach Gronfield?
Well, he's a deep threat who apparently doesn't do much for the coaching staff in other areas. And it'd be one thing if he was continuously connecting with Aaron Rodgers on these deep patterns, but Rodgers continuously either under or overthrows him. The two cannot get on the same page. It goes all the way back to camp. All throughout camp, those guys tried to hit these deep passes, and it never happened. I mean, I think the highlight of this kid's year is probably that five-yard out that he took to the house against the Raiders. So I tend to think this is probably going to be the case for the rest of the season. He's going to run behind all these other guys, Kumaro, Geronimo, etc., and hopefully another offseason of seasoning slash practice with Rodgers gets him going.
Ryan Howell, Peter Bukowski is the most annoying. I agree. Nathan Chalmers, why don't we play press man?
Oh, God, I wish I knew. I wish I knew.
We talked about it in a watch party.
The thing is like, I understand sometimes why you have to play back, but the amount that they play back just kills me. You saw Kevin King try to get up on the touchdown he gave up, but he wasn't physical with the guy. He didn't get two hands on him. He didn't get to redirect. So maybe it's a fact of, like, they don't trust their physicality at the front. I think that should be their bread and butter. It should be where they're living. Because, Lord knows, the 10-yard cushions that they're giving up just aren't the answer.
Sorry, I'm pouring a beer.
It happens.
Did Lindsley bounce back on... Oh, hold on, hold on. I got to put it in the queue.
Okay, very good.
Okay, the next thing, sorry, I'm screwing up Lisa. Jared Massar, why aren't we seeing more of Josh Jackson on zone looks? And give me enough time to pour my beer, please.
I will. It's, you know, just not what the coaching staff has deemed most prudent. I mean, you've seen him on special teams finally the last couple weeks. He had a nice tackle on kick coverage this past week. But they like the Chandon Sullivans. They like the three safety looks. And Josh Jackson doesn't fit into either one of those. For this coaching staff.
All right. What would your reaction be if we took a QB in the first, Cameron?
Makes sense.
It really does. We should have done it this year.
I mean, if there's one there that
maybe
makes
not
sense.
In the first this year, but we should have taken one this
no,
year.
No, but like, you know, if somebody drops, you know, yeah, absolutely should take him.
Johnny Rivers, I think after MBS and EQ, there should be a rule that wide receiver can't get acronym nicknames until they get 30 catches. I like that.
I think it's ridiculous.
What?
That idea.
You like it?
MVS. He's MVS. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Would Randall Cobb have over 700 yards receiving if he were still a Packer?
Doubt it.
I think he would.
Cool.
I think he would. Len Beebe, can we give Bulaga an Ironman award for playing on that knee?
A billion yes. percent.
Plates.
What a job. What a warrior. And yes, I understand he's playing for a contract, his final big contract in the NFL. But holy cow, that dude was out on a bum MCL in the snow, all the awards.
Bulaga is not from Iowa. He's from Krypton. That's hilarious.
There you go. There you
all right.
go.
Cameron, most important guy to re-sign this offseason?
Ooh, that's a really, really good question. I don't have a specific answer. I know Kenny Clark has got to be first in the queue, but he's got 2 years. They've got 2 years of control on Kenny. So it's not like if it doesn't happen, they're going to lose him because he's still under contract. Outside of that, I mean, Bulaga is the one that makes sense, but I can't imagine that they're going to give him money on a third contract. I just can't. And, you know, you could make an argument for Tremont. You could make an argument for a couple of the other pending free agents, but there's nobody that I think, oh my gosh, they have absolutely got to get that guy back. I just don't see it there.
Hmm. Big Daddy Kubris, why in God's name did I see Lancaster miss another tackle on Barkley when we have Kingsley Keke on the roster?
Dude, you are preaching to the choir here. I said it in the video that I did coming out of the bye week. They got to get Keke on the field more. He absolutely gives them more than Lancaster. Lancaster was a great story last year. He had overachieved as an undrafted guy, but get Keke on the field.
That's all I got. What I'm going to say is I just want people to not make fun of Packer fans. So I just want to give a little PSA to all of you out there that write for the Packers or write about the Packers or get your money based on sports about the Packers. don't make fun of fans. It's not a good look. Thanks.
That'll do it for this week's installment of Packer Transplants. And real quickly, we got a bunch of new Patreon subscribers.
Woo!
The last couple days.
More Patreons for me to get rid of.
I want to thank everyone who has jumped on board. Next week, we are going to do a special pre-show chat with Patreon members only.
What?
If you are a patron, you are going to get a special behind-the-scenes look at Packer Transplants, and that'll probably happen every week. So, thank you everyone who has joined patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. All we ask is $5 a month. It supports everything we do here, and we really greatly, greatly appreciate it. And we'd like to thank everyone who stopped by to chat some Packers with us. That's why Corey and I are here. We are, and will always be, devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.
Carry that G!
Hey, Winston, I'm sorry. Where is the Winston that has given us illumination and information in past press conferences? Did we do something that you're down on us again? But this was what, last week, it didn't go very well, and we want to talk about your guys, and I'm not quite sure what you want from us to make that happen.
I can't help you.